Maisa Shehaya, that one of the great Gedolim 500 years ago, the Maharami Padua, invested time, energy, and money in putting out a new edition of the Rambam, Mishneh Torah. So he fixed up some of the mistakes that had crept into older editions, and he went into partnership with a non-Jewish publisher, printing house, and they printed the Rambam, which apparently had not been available, and they made it available again. But there was another non-Jewish printer who was annoyed that he didn't give him the, go into partnership with him. So he just printed a knockoff of the old version that wasn't fixed up by the Maharam and published it. And he was a rich guy, so he wanted to, undercut the Maharami Padua's edition, so he was selling it for cheaper. So this was the situation. The Rama has a tshuva about this in his Shel's Tshuva Simen Yud, and a lot to talk about. He addresses the issue from a lot of different angles. Do we treat non-Jews al pi dinei Torah? What about intellectual property rights? But one of the issues he raises, what I want to focus on, is the following. The Rama writes that there's a general obligation to give business to Jews as opposed to non-Jews if it's a choice between the two. Pasuk says in Parshas Behar, V'chi simkeru mimkor l'amisecha, o kono miyad amisecha, al tonu ishi sachiv. So the pshat in the Pasuk is the Isser of Onah, of giving someone unfair price. But the Sifra Darshins quoted in Rashi on that Pasuk that V'chi simkeru mimkor l'amisecha, that when you're selling something, you should prefer to give the business or to sell the item to a Jew who needs it, if it's a choice between a Jew and a non-Jew. O kano miyad amisecha. If you're buying something, you should give the business to a Jew as opposed to a non-Jew. Now, interestingly, this drasha is not quoted in the Gemara. It's not brought l'halacha in the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not taken seriously. And the Rama takes it very seriously. And he writes that one would be obligated to buy from the Jew as opposed to the non-Jew. Now, in this case, the non-Jew is selling it for cheaper. Is this true even if I can get a better price by the non-Jew? So the Rama says, yeah, I'll bring you a raya from a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara says, on a different pasuk, Im kesef talve es ami, Im kesef talve es ami. If you have money to lend out, you should lend it to a Jew as opposed to a non-Jew. So the Gemara asks, pshita. So the Gemara says, even if you can lend it to the non-Jew with ribbis and make money on it, or lend it to the Jew, obviously without ribbis, you have to lend it to the Jew. So says the Rama, you can ask on our drasha also, you have to prefer to give the business to a Jew as opposed to a non-Jew. Pshita. Even if the non-Jew will give you a better price, you have to give it to the Jew. So the Rama writes there that everyone's obligated to buy the Maharami Padua's edition until he runs out of stock, and then you can buy from the other fellow. So to what extent is this accepted la'alacha? You always have to buy from or sell to a Jew, even if the non-Jew is giving a better price. Obviously, there must be limits. I mean, the whole context of this pasuk is the Isser of Onah. We wouldn't say that a person can violate the Isser of Onah and require all the Jews to buy from him. So as mentioned, this is not really brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah mentions it in the Sharat Tzion in Hilchos Lulav, in Tav Reish Mem Ches. The Chafetz Chaim himself, though, in Avas Chesed, deals with this more extensively. In Chelek Aleph of Avas Chesed, and he assumes that this is la'alacha, that a person would have to buy from or sell to the Jew as opposed to a non-Jew if it's a choice between the two. However, he writes that this is only if it's a small difference in price. If there's a small difference in price, yes. If it's a large difference in price, no, he says, as a davar pashut. Why is it a davar pashut? I'm just suggesting misvara. He has rayas from other sugyas. But misvara, the point of this mitzvah is to give benefit to a Jew. If you can benefit a Jew or a non-Jew, so we have to take care of our brothers before we take care of other people outside of that network. But if it's a big difference in price, so then you're not preferring the Jew to the non-Jew. You're preferring the other Jew to yourself. Your own interests are at stake as well. The Chafetz Chaim writes that even if there's a small difference in price, it's a mitzvah, not a chiyuv. He says a mitzvah as opposed to a chiyuv. There's an article by Rav Asher Weiss on this topic as well. So he claims that could be that this whole drasha of the Sifra is a midas chasidus. It's not an objective legal obligation. And maybe that's why it's left out of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. They don't bring every midas chasidus. and it would be the right thing, a nice thing, to give preference to the Jew as opposed to the non-Jew. If there's a small difference in price as well, it would still be considered to be recommended, a nice thing, but a hard and fast legal obligation, perhaps not, and certainly when the difference is bigger, whether we're talking about price or convenience or other factors as well, so obviously the extent to which one is expected to do so would go down as well. In any event, something to keep in mind. Have a wonderful day. If people can please stack the chairs, that would be helpful.